Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. Join me weekly as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. Please consider supporting this podcast by listening, subscribing, sharing, and rating. Once again, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. This is episode number 41, and I've got two of my besties with me, two nurse practitioners in the house, Shondra Cooper and Ashley Most Wright. So welcome, ladies, to the Health Flow Podcast.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, so this is the deal, everybody. I went to my doctor on, Friday to have my annual checkup, and I've been battling for a long time, trying to lose this same 10 to 15 pounds. And I said to my doctor, what's the best way for me to lose this weight? And so she said, well, before we do anything like diet pills or appetite suppressants, why don't you try this? So I decided, she said, to try a 1500 calorie diet along with taking 10,000 steps per day and drinking lots of water. And she says that we should lose anywhere from 1 to 2 pounds a week. So I go to work and I say to my besties, hey, you want to join me in this weight loss journey? So they've agreed. So we're starting tomorrow, May 26th. We'll do it for 8 weeks. And let's see how much we win. No, we lose. So, yes, we're going to talk about it. And we just thought it'd be really interesting. I mean, we're going to be real. We're going to be forthcoming about our struggles. And we're going to do this together. And every week, we'll report in with a new recording to let you guys know how we're doing. So, ladies, thank you so much for agreeing. I love, love, love you guys.
No problem. It's for all of us.
Yeah, Shondra, you want to start by telling us about some of your, weight journey or your goals and accomplishment or struggles, anything you want to say, girl.
Sure. Oh, Lord.
You good?
Oh, no, I'm saying somebody just tried to call. Always trying. So, I've actually probably had problems in my weight since my 30s, and now I'm in my 40s, late 40s. And I mean, growing up as a child, I was regular weight. I always thought I was heavy, but I wasn't. I didn't ever think I was heavy like fat, but I was always tall. I'm 5'11". So when all my friends were like 150, I was 170. And I'm like, oh, but when I look at the, chart, I was on track. And so after my 30s, I found out I had a lot of hormonal imbalances like PCOS. So I noticed since then it's been really hard for me to keep my weight under control. So I'm tried different things, but I've never had a really good support system. So I'm really excited about this journey, with support, and I'm really optimistic. I'm gonna really, I think because we work together, that really helps with accountability, because we spend more hours at work than home. And so then I think that'll be a great motivator that I've never had before. So I'm really excited. I'm optimistic. I'm really just looking forward to seeing, how our experiment works.
Okay, awesome. And you, Ashley?
So, as she introduced me, I'm Ashley. I really wasn't ready to do this, but I said, when are you ever ready to make a change? Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm just going to do it. I was thinking I need another week. I need 2 weeks. Give me 3 more weeks. But I said, I'm just going to push through. So I'm currently overweight. I am 34, and I just had 2 babies back to back. I was one baby July 2018, and the other baby is January 2020, so they're 18 months apart. So I have tacked on a lot of weight, almost 50 pounds. So I am ready to get this weight off of me. Mm-hmm. And so I said, let me just try to eat right, because knowing with my, you know, with the knowledge that we have, we know it's diet. And I love eating. So I said, you know what? I got a support group here. I'm just going to do it, and we're going to try eating healthy, because that's the key to everything, what you put in your body.
Right.
So my goal is to lose I want to be pre-baby weight again. And that's a lot of weight loss, but I'm just ready to see something, 2 pounds a week, 1 pound a week. I'm just ready to start. I might not reach my goal, but just make the baby. I'm ready to start with the baby steps, because your health is your wealth. So I have to get it started. This is the time. So I'm ready for the challenge. So I'm glad Jean asked us to tag along with her, because I probably would have kept procrastinating.
Yeah.
So I'm ready.
I mean, you have to practice what you preach, right? So, I mean, on the Healthful podcast, I've done numerous conversations about obesity and weight loss, exercise, diet, and really at the end of the day, it's about lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. And it's about eating, because I exercise regularly, but if you're not, you know, eating, if you're not having less calories than more you're putting out, it doesn't really matter. And we didn't want to, I mean, we just want to make it real. We're not going to do a whole lot of, you know, fancy foods or anything. We're really going to try to eat right, but be conscious of the amount of calories we're eating. The focus is, I'm going to follow my doctor's prescription. She said, eat 1,500 calories a day and take 10,000 steps. Now, each one of us will do something different as far as our steps is concerned. I mean, we have steps at work. We can walk afterwards. It's going to be great just to have that support. We work in an office where the three of us are together every day. We're usually at work from 8 to like 6. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're there. We know what we eat for breakfast, lunch, and sometimes dinner.
Exactly.
So, you know, and we do take a lot of steps, but we're going to take it beyond that. And we're just going to take you along this journey just to see, you know, what we accomplish. Does it really work to eat less? I mean, I know there's lots of fads out there, keto and everything else, but we're just going to just focus on a balanced 1,500 calories and taking lots of steps and moving and drinking our water and supporting each other.
Wait a minute, I thought you said 1,700.
No, 1,500. It was
okay.
I was only saying what.
I gotta get it right.
So then another thing that is, we're going to use the MyFitnessPal because it's a great way to track your calories. They recommend that if I eat at my height and weight, if I eat 1,700 calories, I should lose a pound a week. But since I'm shooting for, you know, my doctor said 1,500, and I want to lose 2 pounds a week if I could, 1.5 to 2, who doesn't want to do that? But, you know, it's going to be interesting because, you know, we're at different age groups with different challenges, so... You know, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to sharing with everybody our journey.
Yes, me too.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's giving us accountability to just stick to it. And the reason I'm interested in doing it is because, you know, all the fads, they look trendy. They look good. People are losing weight. They're doing keto. They're doing the intermittent fasting. It looks like it worked, but you're not going to do that forever. Right. So I've never been a person that get into the trend of weight loss, because that's always, to me, it's the setup for failure.
Right.
The key to long-term success is learning how to eat healthy. And now I want to just learn how to calorie count and just make sure I'm eating healthy food and, you know, working out, of course, too. But the goal is to really just eat healthy and know what I'm putting into my body and counting my calories. So I'm interested to see how many pounds I'm going to lose a week by sticking to. I'm going to aim between 1,200 and 1,500 because, like, just like you, I want to lose as much as I can. You know, I don't want to lose 1 pound a week. I want to lose 2 pounds a week, pounds a week. So right. I know that I'm trying to get a lot off of me since the baby. So I'm going to be between the 1,200 and 1,500 mark. But so, yeah, I am. I'm excited. We need to meal prep for work.
Yeah,
work. Right. Because we do feed each other at work. So we can do this.
Quite often we feed each other. So
without a plan, the people shall perish. And since we're gonna have a plan, we're not gonna perish. Successful. We are gonna be our accountability partners. And anyone out there that wanna join us in this weight loss challenge, yes, we're gonna go for we said we would start for 8 weeks, but I mean if we're doing well and you know, it's working, why would we stop until we reach our goal? So, I mean, to make it nicer for us, we personally said that at the end of 8 weeks, so that would be July 26th, that we were going to, someone was going to get $50, you know, we were just each going to put 25 in and whoever the winner is, of course, just get the 50 from us, just kind of a boost. And a lot of water, of course. But yeah, this is only the beginning. I mean, let's see if it works. If it works, we're good. You know, let's just keep on doing it. We're not going to stop working, so we might as well just keep on doing it.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. Anybody else have anything else to say?
No, I just think that we just should plan, you know, of course, everybody individually do your own thing. But I think the key to being successful is knowing what you're going to eat and not getting caught with off guard. And then you're going to get something quick from the cafeteria or have to stop and get fast food. Mm-hmm. You have to really plan your meals so we can be as successful as possible.
Right.
Because it's so easy to just get something bad or get chips on that busy day at work that you can't stop. And if you have your fruit with you, you won't need the chips from the snack machine because you're prepared. So we just have to really kind of just, you know, bring our lunch and just be prepared.
So preparation is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's another thing?
I think that we're doing it together in a community, the motivation, that's huge for me. I think like when you first mentioned the idea, I spoke, oh man, if we're all doing it, this is gonna be like 10 times easier because you have someone to hold you accountable. Plus, you know, you're not, you know, over there eating a salad and somebody bring in, you know, some Chick-fil-A. So it really helps that motivation and that accountability. So,
So preparation, accountability, and I want to add consistency.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is going to be our main things. We have to prepare our meals. We're going to be accountable toward each other because we're accountable when we stress eat. Mm-hmm. If we're having a bad day, I'm like, oh my God, what kind of snack you got over there? Because this is like, there's a lot of people to see right now. So what are we going to do? So now we'll be accountable and we'll be consistent.
And what I would like for us to do is for us, since we're doing our weekly updates, and in addition to us doing that, and we work together every day, you know, every day we shoot each other our meal plan, like what we're going to eat. And that way we can share ideas on eating and because so we can just stay fresh. Oh, that's a good, you know, because a lot of times you get bored with eating a strict diet and that's why you fall off because it's just like, I'm tired of eating this boring food. So that way we can just share ideas on different things to eat that we might not have thought of. so we just stay fresh on ideas. So I think we should share our meal plans, because that's accountability as well. And I think that would help me knowing what everybody else is eating and me telling you what I'm eating, because that's making me prepare.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. So, preparation, accountability, consistency, and sharing the meal plans, and also now the workouts. You know, I mean, even though we're up and we're moving at work, that's not enough for 10,000 steps. It's not, even on our busiest day. So we're going to have to come home and figure out how we're going to, accomplish the 10,000 steps. So I know, Ashley, you were saying that you're thinking about, like, maybe working out in the morning for you is a little better. So here it is. We're going to have to coordinate our working out.
Yeah. And I'm even thinking now that we're in the, where it's time to actually get started, mornings are better for me. But what also may even work better for me is, as soon as I leave work, just running the stairs at work, because when I'm home, I don't have to stop and I'm done with everything and I can focus on the kids. So just doing it right when I'm leaving work, just hitting the stairs and making my steps that way.
That's true.
Walking up and down the parking deck, because that's a workout right there.
Right.
Up and down, you know, all the floors. So that might work for me, and I think that might really work for me in that way. You know, once I come in the house, I'm all theirs. I don't have to step away. Because my nights are so unpredictable. I never know if I'm gonna wake up to go work out if I'm not getting adequate hours of sleep. You know.
So you know what I'm hearing you saying is that each person has to be creative and do something that fits in the lifestyle that you're in now. You know, we're all doing different things. I mean, all my children are grown. Chandra still has children, you know, a son in high school. You have younger children. So whatever, we have to get to the point where you're not pressuring yourself to do something that's unrealistic and outside of what really works for you completely, you know.
Right. You don't want to add on extra stress where it feels like a stressor. You want it to be easily accessible to do whatever it is that you need to do without, you know, going extra places, taking extra time out of your day. You want to do what's easier and the most convenient thing to make you successful. So that thought just came to my head, you know, actually working out, going, running through the neighborhood might not be as realistic as just when I leave work, just do the parking deck.
Right. And I know for me, I can come home and do my Peloton, and I can come home and walk my neighborhood. There is really no reason, and on the weekends I can ride my bike. So the thing is, we need to, and since we need to be accountable, and we need to show each other that we've made our 10,000 steps per day. That's going to be something else too.
Yeah. Because that's important in addition to the diet as well.
Yes.
To actually get the challenge.
That's going to be my challenge, being consistent with the activity, because pretty much I'm a master at diet. So the eating and the prepping, I'm kind of comfortable with that, because I always said, oh, let me learn that first. But the accountability of, like you said, how you keep us accountable with our 10,000 steps, that's going to be really where I know. I think that's why this time I think it's going to make a difference to me, because I've never been held accountable. I might do it for 2 weeks and then I don't feel like doing it anymore, you know, as far as the exercise, but I'll continue the diet. So I'm going to be thinking of some ways. I know when I work night shift at a hospital, we would, every odd hour, we would like where we work behind that staircase, we might walk 3 flights of stairs and come back. Everybody had to walk 3 flights and up, and it was right there behind the nurse's station. So it's like, anybody pass out, we can come get you. But, you know, I know that was a fun way that every odd hour, you would do that you know, and that would be accountability. You know, just trying, like you said, trying to add those steps in as we work. You know, so I'll be thinking of some ways. And currently I've been, my son, ironically, had me walking a mile a day because I bought the treadmill for him to run on, not needless to know that it would be for me. So, you know, just kind of up those ways to make it a lifestyle change.
Very good. I mean, we have to practice what we preach. We're healthcare providers. All three of us are nurse practitioners. We talk about health every day, all day that we're working. So here's the time for us. We're anyone, like I said, anyone who wants to join us, please just send the email to the Health Flow Podcast. Join us on our journey. We're going to be on here every Tuesday throughout this thing, just sharing what we've been going through, being transparent, being supportive to each other. Because, I mean, health is wealth. And we already know that being overweight, you know, just add different things, ailments to your health. So we want to be an example and we want you guys to join us. So here we go. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Starts tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow, guys. I'm bringing my water. I'm having an egg for breakfast. I make these, maybe you guys wanted those, you know, I was talking about the egg with spinach, a little bit of cheese, and maybe a sausage link and a cup of coffee. That's breakfast. I'm going to make a little salad. I've already have a piece of salmon with the, that I'm going to have with the salad. And for dinner, I may repeat the same thing, a salad with, you know, either a I have a piece of chicken already ready, and I'm going to bring a peach. Peach and water. So, okay. So
I am in the morning.
Go ahead.
For me, I'm going to do oatmeal, a half of banana in my coffee for my meal, and probably an egg, a boiled egg. Mm-hmm. And I haven't gotten for the rest. I don't know for lunch and dinner, but that's the morning meal.
Okay, well that's good. And I've got my sip. What about you, Chandra? You still
think what you do? I always do some coffee with some almond milk, and then usually I'll either do a boiled egg and turkey sausage, or tomorrow I'm thinking about doing a green smoothie. So I'll have to calculate those in my fitness pal to make sure I'm where I should be with calories.
Yep. And if anyone doesn't know, My Fitness Pal is a free app that helps you count your calories. It has premium stuff that you can do, but you don't really have to pay for that. If you just want to do count your calories, that's enough. And we're going to count our steps. I'm, you know, however way I know you have a Fitbit, Chandra. I have an Apple Watch. And what do you have, Ashley?
I need to locate my, I had a Fitbit once before and it's somewhere. So I don't have any monitoring device, but I mean, I have the apps on my phone that monitor my steps, but as in like my Fitbit, I need to find that, but I do have my apps on my phone.
Okay. All right, so we just want to be prepared. I just want to make sure that we're on our way, and I'm at least going to drink this 73 ounce of water, and we're going to get it.
Yay!
And we're going to cut out the alcohol. We're not going to do the free sugar, you know, so no alcohol during this time. And that's it. I'm excited. Thank you, ladies, for joining me.
Thank you for
for this journey. And let's see. Here we go.
Here we go. Thank you, guys. See you in the morning.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Health Flow Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. It is my goal to share health information that you find helpful. email topics of interest to thehealthflow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at thehealthflow, also on Facebook at thehealthflow. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Until next time, keep your health flowing.